Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell. Thanks for hanging out with us today. We had a big show, man. Squidbilly is here. Bo Morgan filling in for Carl. Carl begins his vacation sojourn. I think Europe, not sure. Day-Day's here. Oren's back at the ranch. We talked to Coach Raheem Morris. You'll hear what Coach had to say about why his special team's so bad. And what do you say to fans like me who say, not sure I want you back next year, Coach? You'll hear that. And also Rusty is today his signing day.
Hey, Carl's like kind of like Crocodile Dundee. He's going walkabout. We don't know when he'll be back. He's going to walk about.
I mean, look, I'm not lying to you. Carl just does. And you know me, guys. If I go on vacation, I'm like, hey, guess where I'm going? Because I told you, I'm that 12-year-old. I just booked a vacation. I'm going on a trip. But anyway, Carl will be off for a couple of days. Tomorrow, special show. Stakey and I are going to be at the Buffaloes in Cumming, which is a wild room, man. It's a good time party. Steak Shapiro, little throwback to Mayhem in the PM.
Wow.
With a Steak and I tomorrow. And then coming up on Friday, guys, busy day for the station. We find out, and I apologize, we've not really talked about this in depth, but it is the World Cup draw day where we know where everybody's playing. We're going to know who's coming to Atlanta and what kind of crazy scene we're going to have here for the World Cup. 99 The Game's got a full day of coverage. Andy Randy live from the official Atlanta host party. I believe that's in the streets of Buckhead down by Fideau. Jason Longshore is going to be on at 6, special edition of Atlanta Soccer tonight on Friday night. Break it all down. Brought to you by McDonald's. Grab the Grinch meal from McDonald's and collect all the matching Grinch socks. That's all this Friday. Right here on 92.9 The Game. All right, brother, what's up with Drake? What does your spidey sense tell you about what Raheem said about Drake's status for this weekend?
When he says day-to-day, normally that means the player is going to play. That is the tell. The week-to-week is the other one. So my first instinct is that he's going to play. And I hit you with this earlier.
However,
he said the word when it's safe for the player. And when he says that, that means makes me think about the turnaround. It's a quick turnaround to play against Tampa on the road. You've got to travel, all of that. He essentially would not even do the walkthroughs that they're going to do leading into the Tampa game, I would think. So I tend to think that they might hold him another week, which really, really, really sucks considering you're playing the 11th best pass defense and the second best run defense and third best scoring defense in the league in Seattle this week. So I think if Drake can pull – Drake is tough, man. He is absolutely a beast.
And I hate it's a contract year for him, even though I thought he was going to get the extension.
He did. He got the fifth year.
But I'm saying, a new contract.
Okay.
I thought we'd do what the Jets did with their guy that was in the same draft pick.
Yeah.
Same draft class, I should say.
I wonder, Mike, if it's not strategic to do it where you – do it going into next year, maybe, and then that way you have 2 years of maybe being financially fiscal with it, and then you can kind of do something similar with Bijan, because remember, they're going to be back-to-back
right.
kind of coming up.
It was Garrett Wilson, I couldn't remember his name, a 4-year, $130 million contract, add 5% to that, and that's what you're probably looking at for Drake.
Yeah, so I just wonder if they're not trying to do that where they have that year where they both years to kind of go by and you allow the cap to grow, and then – you know, you don't know where you're going to be depending on the quarterback. And then you're going to have Jalen and James come up. So you're really – now we're really forecasting down the road on what guys might be. But I think maybe there's some strategy to that.
Last year, guys, we lost to the Seahawks 34-14. Kirk was 24-35, 232, a touchdown, two picks. Bijan did get over 103 yards with a touchdown. But as Bo said, Seattle's – Mike McDonald is – which McDonald is that? Yeah, I got it right. Mike McDaniel is Coach Bra down in Miami. Mike McDonald, he's the guy that came from the Ravens. We interviewed him. He did get a second interview with the Falcons in the hiring cycle 2 years ago.
Yeah, but it sounds like he was kind of always headed to Seattle. That's the thing that I think some people, I'm not saying anyone in here, some people have revisionist history with the coaching search. And I know you know that. I've heard you talk about it. Harbaugh was not coming here. He used us.
Right. I wanted him, but he was using us for leverage like everyone.
Yeah.
In a time-honored tradition that goes back to Bill Parcells.
Yes. Well, yeah. I think Mike McDonald was taking the interviews too. Forgive me, but I can never remember the guy's name. But the OC in Houston wasn't coming here. He didn't want to take it. Ben Johnson, Bobby Slowick, thank you, Orrin.
And boy, his brand took a big hit.
Well, yeah, and you know why they supposedly he lost his job was the whole thing was is that he didn't fix the pass protection schemes, and that's why they kind of knew what they were doing and never advanced it. Okay. And that was his friend too, and that he went over there with. But then Ben Johnson, he was never going to leave Detroit. He wanted to go chase a title, which he tried. So I'm not saying that we settled. I'm not saying that anything other than don't tell me how we could have had that guy when they were never coming here.
I wanted Harbaugh just because he was a complete shock to the system. Mm-hmm. It would have been so completely out of left field. I know that we've debated. I know you've talked about on the morning shift. Rich McKay saw him on the field in Berlin. He's still the CEO of the Falcons. But is he the guy that Arthur uses as his sounding board? Their relationship, I cannot explain. I can't define any more than it's marrow deep. And I can't imagine, just my spidey sense, that Rich will not continue to be involved in helping Arthur form his decisions about this football team. And whether you like, and we like Rich as a person, but he's been the constant in the equation the last 8 years, not going to the playoffs, no winning seasons. So a lot of folks, it gives them pause to think that however this goes down, it's the same guys kind of cooking in the kitchen.
Do you, and what's your thought? And I know it, but I want you to state it because I want to ask you a question to follow up. What's your thought on when it all went downhill? Because personally, I feel like you can say talk about the OC thing, but to me it was when you gave contracts to guys that you should, like Julio.
It all got the cap hit. It's all daisy chain to Bo's point, because Matt, and people always think it was Matt. Well, Matt was the only object or the only vehicle for kicking the can, because you assumed that the quarterback was going to be there. Julio asking for a raise 2.5 years after becoming the highest paid wide receiver was in part the sort of the straw that broke the camel's back, facilitated by Arthur saying he's a Falcon for life. To me, I put it more recent. I think it's St. Patrick's Day. Go back to 21, and I'm going to say it's when Arthur Blank decided he wanted Deshaun Watson. He wanted the ball boy from Gainesville, who, of course, at the time, you know, there was a bit of a cloud. The things were just beginning to boil over down in Houston in his personal life. But Arthur, somebody in this building, no one ever takes responsibility for it. Fontenot, we asked him. Everyone passes the buck. Presume it was Arthur. And then you basically had Deshaun Watson in this building while Matt Ryan, the greatest quarterback, greatest player you've ever had. It's a sign of disrespect. And basically Matt's like, get me the hell out of here. And you wind up trading him for a third rounder, which begets Mariota, which begets Ritter.
Yeah.
And it's just, to me, that's for me, where I say right there is when this Falcons organization went from bad to just worse.
Yeah, I think that when, you know, I didn't agree with it at the time, but you put Thomas and DQ in a spot where they were trying to save their jobs, so they were making moves that didn't help you down the road. Couple that with that, and then you never said, we're resetting the cap, we're competing while rebuilding, and all that did was keep expectations up here, and when in reality you could never attain them, and that's why we're in this where we think expectations are one thing, and maybe they're not. I don't know.
Hey, man, 8 years, guys, 8 years. I mean, that's why you'll hear our conversation with Raheem talk about special teams and you know, what do you say to the fans? Hey, guys, this hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain. Don't forget Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Today's signing day. It used to be a big day, and for folks we know, it's the lifeblood of your program. Rusty Manziel gets into it with us because some folks are saying the Georgia...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Class is not where it's been the last couple of years. Kirby has established the bar so high. Is that a lot of hype? We talked about losing the quarterback you thought you were getting. We'll talk to Rusty about that. And is USC and Notre Dame, are they really stacking these five stars? Recruiting and Rusty next right here on Dukes and Bell, live from the Branch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.